I'd like to mention just at the start, though, is that unless we post a message that we don't have a class, then you can assume that we do have a class. And that's every Tuesday and every Saturday at 9 o'clock Beijing or Taipei time. 10 o'clock, sorry.
Right, 10 o'clock. 9 o'clock in Thailand.
In Thailand, yes. Okay, so can you translate that message, please, Serena?
好，我们跟大家再提醒一下哈，就是除非我们在微信或者是 LINE 的群里面有提到说课程要跳过，就是暂停，否则的话我们一定是礼拜二跟礼拜六的早上十点，台湾跟大陆都是同样的时间啊，早上十点到十一点半的课程。
Now, I do often post sort of the messages in to say on the link that we're having a class now, but even if I don't post that, you can assume that we do have a class.
一般来讲我们都会有的时候会在这个二或六的早上会在提醒大家说哎，今天十点钟有课，但是就算没有提醒说有课也一定会有课，除非我们写了一个 note 说是今天暂停一次这样子。
Yeah, so you can put that on your calendar or on your phone. Sometimes you have automatic reminders or something. Set that in as a date and just try to remember that this should be a part of your regular schedule.
那也请大家呢，如果可以在你的手机上面设定这个时间，那让它成为固定会提醒你上课的一个闹钟，那这样的话我就成为你生活中的一个固定的一个行程。
Okay, so let's begin our class now by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，那我们现在开始今天的课程，我们先做对天父认罪的反弹。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you that we now have this time to study your word. We pray that as we focus on the content of the message, that the things that we're hearing will be able to become part of our spiritual life.
我们祈祷我们能够专注于这些神天父给的讯息，并且让我们可以因着学习而在将我们的属灵生命得以提升。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just before we begin our lesson today talking about the book of life, I just want to remind us about how we need to remain focused on the spiritual life.
在我们今天继续在谈生命册之前呢，我们听想要先再提醒大家一下如何将我们的专注力放在我们的属灵生命的成长上。
The reason I say this, and I don't know sort of how the news is coming out in China or even Taiwan, but on the Western news media, ever since the war broke out between Russia and Ukraine, that was on the 24th of February, there's been a lot of conflicting stories on the news.
之所以要提到这件事情呢，是因为自从2月24号乌克兰跟俄罗斯的战争开始呢，那我们就可以看到很多的在新闻上面、媒体上面的一些讯息，有关很多的矛盾冲突。
What you have to realize is that the world leaders, regardless of you know what side of the political spectrum or what country they're from, they all have an agenda, which means they all have their own sort of their own purpose or they have their own motivation for doing things.
那我们会发现呢，这些很多的这个冲突或者是矛盾呢，都是因着各个不同的政治领袖，他们的就是他来自于哪里，他是站在什么样的角度，他们有什么不同的动机而造成他们的一些措施和他们的一些决定。
And that's no different from every person. You know, every person has a different motivation for doing things. They all have their reasons. They all have their purposes about why and how they do things.
这其实跟一般我们每一个人没有什么差别。我们每一个人做任何事决定或做任何事情都有我们的动机跟我们的目的。
But the difference is when these people make decisions, it affects a lot more people because they do have those positions of power.
但 差别是在于这些政治领袖呢，他们所做的决定跟行动呢，却会影响非常非常多的人。
And obviously the more power they have, then the more that their decisions affect a greater number of people.
他们的这个应该说势力或他的影响力越大的人呢，他所下的任何决定就会影响到越多的人。
Yeah, and this has been the same all the way through history, where we've seen people with, we say, leadership responsibilities or leadership roles and having a huge effect over people's lives. Sometimes for good, but usually in many ways, they have a very negative effect on people's lives.
其实从历史上我们都看得见啊，就是几乎这些领导人们啊，他们所下的很多决定呢，都影响了非常多的人民，而这些非常具影响力的一些决定呢，常常我们可以看到历史上就发现他们所下的决定是常常是一些非常负面的影响。
And we can't be surprised by that because these people, they are under the influence of their sin nature. You know, we're talking about evil rulers in the world now, evil leaders through history. They're under their sin nature and they're being influenced by Satan and satanic propaganda.
而这些在历史上的重要的领袖呢，他们又常常因着世界里面的这个撒旦的影响力，而做出了非常多个人的属于有罪恶的罪孽性的一些决定，而影响了众多的人民。
And we read about stories from the Bible, for example, and you have people like the Assyrians and the Babylonians.They were led by their leaders to destroy, to kill many people, including God's people, the Jews.
就像在圣经故事里面，我们看到了很多这些像巴比伦或者是亚述人哈，他们所下的一些非常残暴的决定，以及他们要杀害这些以色列人、犹太人的这些历史的事件。
And then outside of the Bible, you have people you would have heard of like Alexander the Great or Genghis Khan. And then you have the people in more modern history, people like Hitler, for example.
那在后来就是等于是耶稣后的这个亚历山大大帝，好，还有这个像这个希特勒这样子的一些超级领导人。
These people get an idea into their mind, and this idea basically is to aggrandize themselves. And aggrandize means to make themselves great. And the way that they can do that is by gathering people to them that are loyal, and with military power, you know, whether it's through the sword or through guns or through bombs and missiles, they can control other people. They go out and they try to expand their empire.
这些人呢，他们都有一个很大的迷思，就是他们认为他们是世界上最伟大、最伟大的人物啊，所以他们就希望呢，所有的人民呢，有的时候还不止他自己国家的哈，还有其他国家的人民都能够效忠他。那他就经由这些军事的力量啊，不管是或他的这个火箭炮、兵力、炮舰啊等等的这些军事力量来控制他的人民，甚至其他国家。
But through military might means using guns and using weapons. You know, they can have a control, but there's only one way that they control the people. There are other ways as well, of course.
他们利用这些武力、军事武力来控制人呢，也是其中的一个方法而已。他还有其他的各种坏方法。
The other way that people can control people is by controlling information, controlling the news.
另外一种这个控制人的方法呢，就是把讯息做了控管，也就是说他控管了新闻。
And that's a great problem that we're seeing in our current day, especially, you know, via the internet, and you have all of these internet, called like social media platforms and different media platforms, and the people in power, they use those outlets to control what the people should be reading about and what the people should be thinking about.
而在现在这个当代的这个所谓的社交媒体非常盛行的状态下呢，我们更看到这些社交媒体的头头们呢，他们经由这些把选择性的提供资讯给民众来阅读，也就控制了这些民众的思维。
So what we're seeing in our time, in our age, is what we call information war. or information wars actually. Usually they make it as a plural.
所以我们把这样的一个时代称之为充满了讯息战争的一个时代。
And these people in power, these very powerful people, you know, they buy up whole media stations or media companies and big news platforms where they have the TV, they have the radio, they have the internet, they have the newspapers. These people in power, they invest in these companies or even buy them or they establish these companies to be used as their mouthpiece, which means to be used as their voice.
而这些在就是有钱有势的这些人呢，他们就经由买下各种这种这个新闻相关的媒体，然后经由控制这些媒体来散播这些这种话语权。
Yeah, and I've given you examples like over the last few years with the COVID information. You have two sides in this information war. One side is pushing the information that you need to do the lockdowns and get your vaccines and wear the masks. And on the other side of the information wars, you have the opposite, where people are saying don't get vaccinated, don't wear the mask, and that lockdowns do not work. And both sides will provide what they call scientific information.
而就像这个新冠病毒开始之后呢，我们就看见呢，整个世界好像两个不同的意见哈。一个意见呢，就是他们拼命的要宣传说要戴口罩，要打这个疫苗啊，然后要这个隔离。那另外一个方向的资讯呢，就是说这些口罩、疫苗、隔离都不是办法，那都没有用的啊。然后他们这双方两种的角度完全是都称之为有科学根据的一个角度。
Of course, you know, there's people making money from the vaccines. They make money from the masks. And these people, they want to keep making money out of these things. And if they can have control over the information, if they can control the government, and many of these people are involved in government, then they will continue those mandates in order that they can keep their power and that they can keep making money.
而我们也可以看得出来呢，会提供这种一定要戴口罩打疫苗的这些讯息呢，可能有受到这些制造商哈，就是控制了制造疫苗跟口罩的这些商人们的影响，那他们的影响力也很大，是可以控制到政府啊，所以他们如果能够保持这个整个世界是在一个被停滞控管啊，然后封城封区的这种状态下呢，他们就可以一直在销售他们相关的这些防疫产品。
And then, and just in the last month, of course, we had the war on Russia. And then now you have two sides again. You know, you have people that would be what we call pro-Russia and people that are pro-Ukraine. You have two sides and both sides are going to put their information out to say, well, the other side is wrong. And like, for example, Russia is calling the Ukrainians Nazis. And then you have the Ukrainians talking about how the Russians are complete mass murderers or, you know, like Putin is a mass murderer.
然后呢，现在从2月24号开始的乌克兰跟俄罗斯的战争呢，你也会发现呢，这个整个世界又变成两派，好，一派呢是支持乌克兰的，一派是支持俄罗斯的。然后支持俄罗斯的这边的人呢，就说这个乌克兰这边他们是乌克兰的纳粹，然后这个乌克兰的人呢就说俄罗斯是超级杀人犯，好，就是完全是两种不同的这种讯息新闻都在这样子在这个世界上跑。
Yeah, and there's, you know, information also coming out that Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, has actually been supported from America by the Democrat Party, and that there's all of these deals taking place.
然后你可以发现那个乌克兰的总统呢，他就得到了非常大的这个美国民主党的支持，包括拜登总统的支持。
Yeah, and some people are saying that they're actually trying to create war because people that are in power as well, you know, they can make money out of war. They can use their power to make a lot of money. So they like to encourage warfare.
那甚至有人说呢，这有些在这个战争中间，其实是有一些人是在努力的让制造这个战争，让这个战争继续下去呢，他们就可以赚到更多钱。
Now we have to stick with the principle that we really have no idea what's going on.
所以呢，在某一个程度来说，我们其实并不清楚到底发生了什么状态。
Yeah, see, a lot of people, they'll take a side and they'll get some news about something and they'll say, okay, this man is right and this man is wrong, and so therefore I'm going to support this guy and I'm going to argue that everything the other guy does is wrong.
所以呢，很多人就会因着他所听到的讯息的来源而决定他要站在哪一边，然后就站在这个左边的就说右边是错的，然后站在右边的人就说左边是错的。
And the thing is, you know, we cannot be judges, and we're told by the Bible, God says, you know, do not judge other people. And one of the reasons we should not judge is because we don't have the information, and we're not perfectly righteous, we're not perfectly just, so we do not have the standards, and we do not have the qualifications to judge.
而圣经教导我们不要论断，好，我们无法清楚地看到全貌，所以我们是没有这个地位，或者是说也没有这个能力去做这样的判断。
Now what's very unfortunate is you have a lot of evil people making bad decisions, because of their, you know, for their evil desires, and we are affected by their decisions in our lives. You know, we just want to live our lives normal and be happy and be free, but we can't do that because of these people.
但是呢，可比较让人难过的事情呢，这些有很多邪恶的人，他们就在做了很多邪恶的决定，而这个邪恶的决定却会对我们所有的人都会有影响力，然后我们就这样受苦受难。
And I think it's fair to say that most people would like to be free, that they want to, if they want to go and visit their families, they want to go out of the house, they want to go shopping, they want to go on holiday, they want to go overseas. You know, as free people, we should be able to do that.
我们所有的人呢，都希望自己是自由的，我们希望我们有自由的行动能力，自由的出去买东西，去探访亲人的这种自由的权利。
Yeah, we want to go to the school, so we want to go. We want to send our children to what we think is the right school. We don't want the government telling us what we should put into our bodies, or, you know, what we can and we can't do with our bodies.
我们呢认为我们自己呢应该要有这个权利去决定，哦，要送孩子去学校，送去我们认为好的学校去上学去学习，那我们也应该要有权利可以管理我们自己的身体，却有应该要有决定权是否要把什么东西打进我们的身体，这个事情应该是我们自己可以决定的。
Now what you do find is that in countries which are closely adhered to the Bible, where the people adhere to the Bible, and where the leaders of that country or the leaders of the cities, if they follow the biblical principles, you have more freedom. That's the way the world is.
而我们作为一个这个基督徒在圣经里学习的就是我们应该要得到相当的自由的权利，然后这些领导人也应该要根据这样的这种这个原则啊，给予来做世界的管理。
The fact is that we live in the devil's world, and the reality is that we do have people that like to control our lives.
但是呢，我们确实生活在这个属于魔鬼的这个世界，属于撒旦的世界，所以就会有非常多的这些就是邪恶的人。人呢，因为他邪恶的欲望呢，想要控制我们。
It's no different from at school. You know, when we were very young, there's always probably one kid in the playground. He's the big kid, and he wants to control everybody. He's the bully, and he's trying to tell everybody what to do and act like that this is his playground.
就很像这个，当我们在幼稚园开始去玩的时候，就会发现常常会在幼稚园。园里面有一个小恶霸，啊，这个小恶霸呢，他就是会在这个游戏的时候呢，是要要求他，所有人听他的，按照他的规则，啊，按照他的意愿来做所有的事情。
Yeah, or at a workplace, maybe in a factory or in an office or something like that. You always have one person there trying to assert their authority, and it's not always the boss. So, you know, often these people, they want to be the manager, they want to be the supervisor, they want to be the boss, so they can assert their viewpoint, or they can assert their power over the other people.
所以我们就在, 即使在工作的领域, 也会看到这种人, 就是他们会用一种
Now, as we learn the Bible, we understand that, you know, God is in control of things, and God has given us problem-solving devices to be able to deal with these people and deal with these situations.
但是呢, 圣经教导我们, 就是神教导我们呢, 用这个十种解决问题的方法来处理这样的人和这样的事。
This is the devil's world, and God is not surprised by this evil. He's not surprised by these bad people in the world, who are being influenced by Satan.
所以对上帝来讲呢, 他一点都不会惊讶于有这样这些坏人, 有这样这个撒旦的这些作为, 他其实完全是了然于心的。
And always remember the principle that God uses evil for his plan. He uses evil for good.
我们知道呢, 从这个圣经上我们看到, 有的时候神呢, 也会利用这些邪恶呢, 去, 就是去完成他的某些计划。
Yeah, and this is what Joseph said about his brothers, because remember his brothers, the sons of Judah, they were very evil. They controlled their brother. They were very jealous of their brother and the relationship that Joseph had with their father. And so they tried to kill him, and then he got sold into slavery in Egypt.
就是雅各的儿子约瑟的故事呢, 就可以看到呢, 他的哥哥们试图要杀掉这个约瑟, 然后把, 就约瑟就是不小心到了埃及。
So this is Genesis 50, verse 20. See, his brothers have realized that Joseph, he's now the leader of Egypt. He's like the prime minister of Egypt. And his brothers are feeling very sorry for what they did.
在创世纪 50章20节呢, 我们就会看到呢, 当约瑟的哥哥们发现约瑟是埃及的首相的时候, 他们都非常的害怕。
But so his brothers now realize what they've done wrong, and they sort of said, I guess they said, I'm sorry, and that, yeah, we didn't mean to do that or something. They were repenting for their sins.
然后这些哥哥们就对约瑟呢, 来说, 他们是非常的忏悔的, 他们认为自己做错了。
And Joseph says to his brothers, he says, as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring to pass as it is to this day to save a great many people alive.
但是呢, 约瑟就回话说呢, 从前你们的意思是要害我, 但神的计划是好的, 要保全许多人的性命, 如今, 就如今你们所见的, 也就是说, 你们是在做邪恶的事, 要来害我, 但实际上呢, 神却利用你们的这个邪恶呢, 去来保全了非常多人的性命。
And this is part of using the faith rest drill, part of walking by faith, is that when there's all this news going on and all different stories, whether it's the COVID or the Russian invasion of Ukraine or the economy is collapsing, you have all of this bad things, all of this evil things, and there's so much different sides of the story. It's very confusing, and it can be very depressing and very scary.
而我们也可以用这样的故事呢，来看看当今的，不论是乌克兰的战争，或者是这个新冠病毒，它在这些非常恶劣的状态下，我们若是能够信靠神，信靠与在神的保守下，我们似乎也可以看到神会利用一些状态来达成他最终好的计划。
Yeah, a lot of people have actually committed suicide over the last 2 or 3 years. It's not because of the COVID itself, but because of the COVID regulations, because of all of the pressure that's been put on them by the government. You know, now they're separated from friends and family. and all of these regulations. So the pressure from government regulations is more fatal, is more dangerous than the disease itself.
而我们在这两三年来就是看到呢，其实非常多的自杀的人哦，他们其实并不是因为新冠病毒而造成的死亡，而是他们因为受不了这种政府为了管控新冠病毒而做的所有的管控的措施，造成这些人他们远离了家人朋友，让他们非常的孤单，而没有办法承担这样子的压力和心情的低落之后，他们选择了自杀。
But again, you have to look at the overall picture. You have to look at the bigger picture and tell yourself, this is the devil's world. There's evil people ruling and Satan is the top of that pyramid. He's the top of the rulers, of all of the rulers of the world. But you also have to remember that God's plan is all about grace and truth and love. We live in very evil times because of the being in the devil's world. But on the other hand, you have God and he's working things together for good.
而我们其实要永远记得，随时提醒我们自己跟彼此呢，就是说我们其实是生活在一个非常邪恶的世界，这世界是被撒旦管控的，但是我们一直都是有神，我们要相信神，他的恩典，他的真理，以及他的爱，我们要随时提醒彼此，我们是拥有神的所有的这些非常真实美好的事。
Yes, another verse which is very important and it brings out this concept as well is Romans 8:28.
所以呢，我们要再过来看看罗马书的八章二十八节。
Now Paul starts off and he says like, this is oidomen in the Greek, he says we know, but he's talking about the mature believers or believers that have grown spiritually to a certain extent. These are the people that know that God works things together for good.
而这一个经节呢，就是提醒我们所有的成熟的基督徒都应该了解，就是我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Yeah, now you have to be careful with this because the translations are sometimes not very good because they miss out the subject. The subject of the sentence is God. It should say, we know that God works all things together for good.So you see the difference there?
但是啊，我们要理解这个翻译是有问题的哈，就是说这一句话说，我们晓得万事互相效力，好像这个事情之间互相效力，但其实不是的，是它的主词应该是神让万事互相效力，是神使得万事互相效力，所以神才是真正的主词。
Yeah, I'm not sure why they skip over it because this is the word the God. And in the Greek, you always have the word the. We take that off in the English so we don't have an article. But this is the God. And you can see it's a nominative voice here. He's the subject. He's the subject of this verse.
这个在希腊文里面其实写得非常清楚，就是他是把神当作主词来写这个句子的，不知道为什么中文跟英文的翻译全部把神给省略了。
Yeah, so God is working all things together for good, and they miss that out. But yeah, because if things are going to be worked together, God is behind it. We know that God controls history. So God will work all things together for good, but only for those who love God.
所以我们要非常清楚的是这个经句的意思，就是他写得非常清楚，不只是翻译错误，是神让所有的事情可以互相效力。
And of course, you know, so if you love God, then you know God's plan and you're obedient to God. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. So if you do love God, you're in his plan. That means you're doing everything you should be.
而要注意的是这个经句后面就是万事互相效力的后面是使爱神的人得益处，也就是说只有真正相信神爱神的人，他才是会相信神他是有他完整的计划，所以呢我们是这种爱神的人，是愿意顺服于神而参与这个神的计划，所以我们彼此才能够互相效力。
If you really love God, it means you have a very close relationship with Him, and it's based on His thinking. So you understand God's thinking. You understand His plan.
因为爱神的人呢，只有非常爱神的人，他才能够真正理解神的思维，而且顺服于他的思维，你才有办法进入神的计划中。
And if you understand God's thinking and His plan, then you know that God is working all of these things, even all the most evil things, the most terrible things that are going on in your life, that God has a purpose, and it's because He loves you and He wants the best for you.
爱神的人才会知道呢，神他所有的思想、他的计划，全都是为了爱我们。所以我们就能够有这样的信心啊，是参与他的计划，即使是在这么邪恶的一个世界里面，有这么多邪恶的事情在发生，我们依然是在神的掌控的计划中运行的。所以我们有这样的信心，我们就不会害怕，也不会担心。
Yeah, now just because you love God doesn't mean you're not going to have any suffering. In fact, it's those that do love God that Satan wants to test.Those faithful witnesses to God. And so he will say to God, let me test these people. And so often the people that love God, they're the ones that get tested the most. They have the most suffering in their lives.
但是我们也要了解呢，就算我们爱神，也不代表我们不会遭受痛苦。那尤其呢，应该说非常非常坚实的神的仆人，是反而最容易受到撒旦的测试的，因为他会想要引诱测这个试炼这些忠实的基督徒。
Now you have to remember, everybody suffers, but the fact is that some people, yeah, even under the most difficult circumstances, they're still very happy. That's the difference. See, a lot of people are so miserable they commit suicide. These people do not love God.
但是也不用担心，因为真正爱神的人，他是完全在痛苦中依然喜乐，就是说他的环境是不好的，但是他的心却是喜乐的啊。那所以真正相信神、爱神的人，他是可以保持他的喜乐。而对神没有信心、不够爱神的人呢，他才会进入那种所谓的忧郁而甚至自杀的状态。
Okay, so you know, just to review, just to summarize all that is that.With whatever's going on, you still need to be focused on God's plan for your life because He has a special plan for you.
所以呢，整个总结下来就是，不论发生什么事情，我们都应该要专注于神，专注于神所给我们的美好计划。
Now, in our studies about the Book of Life, you know, we talk about Moses. We're coming to this verse. We have Moses and David.And these were two people that suffered a lot because people around them are very evil.
那回到这个生命册好的这个教导呢，我们要看的是像摩西和大卫，他们其实是在一般人看来是痛苦的人啊，因为他们四周是被非常多邪恶的人给包围的。
Yeah, now in our last study I think we did on this, we were talking about how Moses had come down from the mountain, if you remember.And then these people had they were very evil people. They were worshipping a golden calf. They'd forgotten about God, they'd forgotten about His plan.
而就像摩西他从这个西奈山下山的时候，他突然发现他的所有的这些跟他一起出来的以色列人居然建了一个金牛犊，而且去膜拜这个金牛犊，而忘记了神的教导。
Yeah, and then God had said He was going to punish the people because of their, we say, iniquity, because of their wrongdoing, because of their sin and their evil.
而神呢就很清楚告诉摩西说，他必须要处罚他们，严重的处罚他们，因为他们完全做的错误的事情是非常邪恶的事情。
Yeah, and then we read about in Exodus chapter 32, verses 31 to 33.That Moses said, can you please, and he says, sort of like, he's pleading with God. He says, if you will forgive their sin, if not, please blot me out from your book which you have written.
摩西呢就跟神请求说，请你原谅他们，否则的话就请你把我从生命册除名。
Okay, now what Moses was talking about there, he's saying that he would be happy to have his name taken out of the book if these people would not have to die the sin unto death if they could continue on in God's plan.
而摩西所说的意思呢，就是说，如果你因着把我除名，可以让这些人不死，然后能够继续在他们的属灵生命上成长的话，我非常非常乐意这样做。
Okay, and we know that these people were saved. So, you know, their name, if your name is in the book of life at the time that you die, this is proof that you've been saved because every person's name is put in the book of the life, in the book of life when they're saved.
我们知道哈，就是每一个人呢，当他得到救恩的时候呢，他的名字就是已经是在生命册上的。
Yeah, and you know, we've had a look at those verses already, but as we go through the study, remember we're going through the verses in the Bible, we'll come back to those verses again, and we can see that truth, that your name is put in the book of life when you believe in Jesus.
我们从很多的经句里面都了解，就是当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们的名字就已经出现在生命册上。
Okay, now we need to move on, so what we're going to do here,is we'll go on to the next verse, which has the book of life mentioned.
我们现在继续往下看这个圣经上有提到生命册的经句。
Okay, so I'll just introduce the verse, and then we'll go for a break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue on about this.
好，我们先把这个经句讲完之后，我们可以有一个休息。
That's right, okay, so the verse is in Psalm 69:28.
好，我们看一下诗篇69章28节。
Okay, and this is where we actually see the words book of life written, and this is the first time you actually have the phrase book of life.
You mean book of life never been seen in the scripture until now?
No, because the verse that we just looked at from Exodus, it says your book. That is the book of life he's talking about, but this is the first time we actually see it mentioned as the book of life from the original scripture.
Okay.我们现在看一下诗篇69章28节、啊、这个经句呢是第一次生命册这个词呢完整的出现在圣经上。我们之前在看的这个出埃及记的32章，这边所提到摩西说的这个生命册，其实在圣经上只写到书，就是他讲一个 book。啊、就是只有讲册，他没有讲到生命册，可是在诗篇69章28节是将生命册这个名字很明确的写出来。
Okay, but Psalm 69:28, and here David is talking about his enemies, and he says, let them be blotted out of the book of life and not be written with the righteous.
大卫呢在这边讲到，愿他们的名从生命册上被删除，愿他们不得记录在义人之中。大卫呢是在讲他的敌人、哦、他希望这些敌人的名字可以从生命册上被删除。
Okay, well, let's stop for 5-minute break and then we'll come back at 11 o'clock.